Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dreams.
Today's theme on this Dr. Jazz Hour is to present jazz relating to that time of year that comes after summer and before winter. Yes, autumn, or fall, as it is also known as. Cooling temperatures, trees changing colors, harvest time, leaves blowing in the wind, all that. The 3 months of autumn will be represented on this first set. We'll start with Bing Crosby and the Buddy Bregman Orchestra in 1956 on the jazz standard September in the Rain, a song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin in 1937. Then, from their first album of 1991, the group Fourplay will do October Morning. In 1961, the Jazz Tet, co-led by trumpeter Art Farmer and tenor man Benny Golson, recorded November Afternoon, live at the Birdhouse.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went down just like a dying ember, that September. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the rain. Came tumbling down, remember, September in the rain. And the sun went down just like a dying ember, that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, and the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the rain. It's still September.
Thank you.
On this Dr. Jazz Hour, you can learn all kinds of autumn trivia, such as Indian summer actually comes in the fall. It's a period of unusually warm, dry weather in late autumn that Native Americans considered a good time for hunting. In 1939, Al Dubin added lyrics to the 1919 pop song Indian Summer for the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Jack Leonard at the microphone. Another jazz standard is Autumn Nocturne, written in 1941. Here done by vibraphonist Terry Gibbs with a big band in 1955. One of the most recorded jazz standards is Autumn Leaves, originally a French song that Johnny Mercer added lyrics to in 1947. Guitarist Stanley Jordan with a quartet recorded Autumn Leaves in 1990.
Thank you. the tear that comes after Juneteime's laughter. You see so many dreams that don't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summer time was new. You are here to watch over some heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer. Thank you.
We are enjoying autumn jazz on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Saxophonist John Coltrane and singer Johnny Hartman recorded Autumn Serenade in 1963. Frank Wess and his flute teamed up with harpist Dorothy Ashby and they recorded Autumn in Rome in 1958. And the group Hiroshima included Autumn Moon on their 1992 release Providence.
Comes autumn with her serenade, melodies, the sweetest music ever played. Autumn kisses we knew are beautiful souvenirs. As I pause to recall, the leaves seem to fall like tears. Silver stars were clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October wandered by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel the glow that time cannot fade when I hear that lovely autumn serenade.
Thank you.
Ours until October wandered by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel the glow that time cannot fade when I hear that lovely autumn serenade.
leaves are falling and blowing away on this Dr. Jazz Hour. The jazz standard, Autumn in New York, was written in 1934 by Vernon Duke for a Broadway review. Clarinetist Buddy DeFranco did it with a quartet in 1957. Kenny Drew on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Soprano sax legend Sidney Bechet and a septet recorded the standard September Song in 1949. And today's Dr. Jazz Hour will conclude with an original from 1997 by Jerome Richardson on flute and soprano, titled Autumn Lights. Thank you. Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.